Robot or not?
Robot or not?
John, listener Andrew would like a definition of a car. I know you like cars. Andrew says, is an SUV a car? Is a truck a car? Is a motorcycle a car? Is a Segway a car? Come on, man. Is a hoverboard a car? No. Also, car classifications. You know, he wants to know about, this is maybe too much, crossovers and SUVs and vans and trucks. And Andrew really wants to ask you if an El Camino is a truck. Trust me, that's like the hot dog is a sandwich of car questions. But let's start with a car. Can we start with the car? What's a car? What makes a car and not a truck or an SUV or a, you know, whatever else could be rolled into motor vehicles?
Car is kind of like cooking in that it is the umbrella term that we use for everything that's not very obviously a truck. But it also, kind of like cooking, has distinctions between like cooking and baking, right? The same exact word. So SUVs are cars in the broad umbrella sense of like saying how many cars are there on the road. You would count the SUVs with everything else, and you would say those are the cars, and then you'd count the big trucks as trucks. Maybe you'd even count the pickup trucks as cars at that point, but the semis would not count, and the garbage trucks and the dump trucks and the cement trucks, right? Those wouldn't be cars, right? So that's the broad version. But the more narrow one is, okay, within the realm of cars, which cars are cars? So SUVs, unfortunately, are not cars there. SUVs, we have a term for them. Pickup trucks are not cars. They're pickup trucks, you know. The cars are the things that that don't have distinguishing names. Minivans, not cars, right? Vans, yeah. Not cars. In that narrow sense, because cars, it's kind of like as the other things branched out from it, the things that were left behind that hadn't branched out, those are the remaining cars. But if anything can be qualified, heck, even sports cars get a qualifier. They're still in the realm of cars, but they get their own term, just like SUVs and minivans and vans and station wagons.
Station wagons, yeah.
And you know, those are all big umbrella term cars, but they have their own. So it's only the ones that are left after that. El Camino, I would probably call that an ugly car. I know. You, is it a car like pickup truck? No, it's a car. I mean, it's an ugly, weird car, but it is. I mean, you can get into the details of like what platform is it built on, and how low is it to the ground, and what are the ergonomics, and what is it used for, or whatever. But I'm going to throw El Camino in with the cars.
So now, when I was a kid, other than the El Camino, when I was a kid, like you knew where you stood. But one of the things that happened, and crossover is a good example, is like everything is everything now. So I think you're right, but I'll just point out because I want to, because I'm going to be grumpy here. Like we were visiting Lauren's brother in Denver recently. And we got into his truck. He has a pickup truck. Well, it's you could seat six inside the pickup truck. It has two rows. And it does have a truck bed, although the truck bed is not as long as you'd think because some of that has been taken up by the cab. But like it's basically a car with a bed instead of a trunk. And I know it's a truck. It is a truck. But I'm just saying, in my day, there were no back seats of a truck. And even the trucks that got back seats, it was like a little jump seat that nobody wanted to sit in. And now trucks just have like luxurious back seats. Trucks are practically minivans.
Well, so the problem here is that whole swaths of the country decided for probably reasons of toxic masculinity that they all wanted to drive trucks, but trucks are incredibly impractical and what you need is a car. So what manufacturers did is they took their trucks and they tried to carify them as much as possible while still keeping them trucks because the truckness is the selling point. If you take a truck and make it too car-like, so it's actually like a car, nobody wants it anymore. That's like a crossover or whatever. Like it needs to still
it's
be
an El Camino, then.
A truck.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, it needs to still be a truck, but they essentially just like mutate these trucks to say, okay, everyone wants trucks, but these people shouldn't be getting trucks because what they need is a car. So can you take a truck and make it carry as much people in the car? And I tell you, yeah, they have tons of seats and everything, and they're terrible trucks because half the bed is taken up by the, you know, the extra, you know, extended cab, blah, blah, blah. But they're not as comfortable as cars. They don't ride as well. The seats back there are not as nice as they are in a car. They're up real high and they're wobbly. And sometimes the seats, the cushions aren't very thick and they're not as roomy. And like they make for crappy cars because they are still in fact trucks. They're also not great trucks either. So it's just the foibles of the purchasing masses. They need to have these big macho trucks, but they don't actually need a truck. Not only do they not need a truck, they're ill-served by a truck. So they need to get a mutant truck that someone is trying to make have more car-like characteristics while still adamantly making it a truck.
Sounds right to me. I don't have a truck. I have a van and a car.
You have a minivan, right?
I do. I have a minivan. It's not a big van. It's not like a panel.
I mean, the minivans
now
are pretty huge, but yeah.
It's pretty big. Yeah, it's true. But I don't have a truck. My dad had a truck. I grew up with a truck. But like I said, we moved me to college in that truck because I had a bunch of stuff that was in the truck bed. And let me tell you, driving 8 hours with three people across a single bench seat in a truck, it's terrible. Yeah. Trucks.